You know, I remember in Connecticut, there was two brothers of the man that my wife and I lived with for a while, had a good sized farm, and he did all his work with the yoke of oxen.
Yeah, my grandpa Smith kept two yokes of oxen at all times.
Gosh, I haven't seen any of them. Except those.
I don't think I ever have.
Let's see, what was it? The other day I seen an old ox yoke hanging in a tree. Some horse hanging in a tree.
They usually made those things out of a big...
They made them out of a big piece of poplar, you know. It was all this long than that. And they put that up in there and made a place to neck, and then they put a bow on there, you see, and stuck it up through them holes. The oxen pulled over the top of his neck.
Yeah.
They don't pull like a horse, they pull the top of their neck.
Yeah, it's really funny to see those things.
Boy,
they can pull, okay.
Haul saw off, you don't have to cut no roads, you know. They just ride the bushes down.
What do you call the kind of a thing that you get your groceries in when you go to the grocery store and they put them in? What's your word for that?
In the handbag,
Do you ever call that a poke?
No, we just call it a bag here, a handbag.
Well, what about a cloth thing that you might get sugar in or something like that? Do you call that a...
They call it a sack here.
Sack. And what about the kind that you get potatoes in sometimes? Real coarse, it's brown.
Oh, a toe sack.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then the big thing that you'd get, made out of wood, staves with iron bands around it, about like this, about that big.
That's a barrel.
And then there's a smaller one that you might...
Yeah, it's a keg.
Yeah. Do you have a grist mill around here somewhere?
Well, I don't know if it's not closed. There's one out back in the county where I was raised, right there.
You,
going on.
What do you call the, do you have any special word for the amount of corn that you take to the grist mill at one time? Would you just call it a load of corn, or would you call it some particular?
Well, generally you just call it a load of corn just up the mill.
Would you ever say a turn of corn?
Yeah, we say a turn of corn all the time. And the tough turns. You used to get on an old mule, throw it up across his back, and bite each end of the corn and each end of the sack, and crawl up on that sack and ride into the mill.
Yeah.
I've done that myself.
My grandfather used to have a grist mill. I've helped him grind many a bushel of corn.
I've got a third cousin's got one out of Deason's now. He's had it for years.
Did you ever have any special word for just a part of a load? Say you're hauling hay or you're hauling corn or something, and it's just not a whole wagon load.
Well, you just say, well, if it's a half a load, you'd have a half a load. If it's two-thirds, you'd have two-thirds of a load.
Well, I was just wondering, in some places, some parts of the country, they say a jag
for
part of a load. You ever use that?
Yes, I've heard that. Mostly it's a half or two-thirds or something like that.
What do you call the thing that your wife puts the dirty clothes in?
Well, that's a clothes basket, they call it.
And then this kind of a musical instrument that you play in...
French harp.
Do you have any other words for that?
No.
And what about the other kind that you...
That's juice harp.
Yeah. I don't know when I've seen a juice harp.